Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Kunja Vihari Nopichana Malabha Kiri Varadha Uche Gopinath Malabha Kiri Varadha Uche Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Te Ravana Chade Yamuna te Ravana Chagunti Jai Ho Radha Ho Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Pallava Kiri Padadhauti Gopi Jana Pallava Kiri Padadhauti Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Vanachade Yamuna Tera Vanachade Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidikacharya Osutera Satishi Shimad His Divine Grace Sabaya Chalanar Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijai Iskan, founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Ananda Koti, Vaishnava Vrind Kijai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Kijai, Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sitwaita Gadadha, Shibasati Gaur Bhakta Vrind Kijai, Shishi Radha Krishna, Gopi Kapanas, Sayam Kunda, Radha Kunda, Kiddi Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturam Kijai, Jagadasami Kijai, Shimana mai kajai, shimati lasa devi kajai, sabveda bhakta vrindi kajai, gaur premananda hari hari gaur. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the Shri Guru and Gauranga Shudabhupad Gijai. Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhaktivananta Swami Namo. Please. Purvani Pachari Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschatateya Shatari. We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 32nd Chapter, Text 10. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kabir Dhuta Shukabir Bhagavan Achuta Ritaha Jarochata Dikam Tata Purusha Shatibir Yata Tabir Vithu Tabir Viduta Shukabir Bhagavan Achyuto Vitaha Yarochata Dikam Tata Purusha Shakti Biryata Tabir Vidhuta Shukabir Bhagavan Achyuto Vitaha Yarochata dikam tata Purusha shakti viryata Dabir viduta shukabir Bhagavan achuto vritaha Yarochata dikam tata Purusha Shakti Biryata. By these gopis, with Kuta, fully cleansed. Shukabihi, of their distress. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Achyutaha, the infallible Lord. Ritaha, surrounded. Vyarochata, appeared brilliant. Adhikam, exceedingly. Tata, my dear King Parikshit. Purushaha, the Supreme Soul. Shaktivihi, with his transcendental potencies. Yata, as. So translation, encircled by the gopis, who are now relieved of all distress, Lord Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, shone forth splendidly. My dear King, Krishna thus appeared like the super soul encircled by his spiritual potencies. You can repeat, encircled by the gopis, who are now relieved of all distress. Lord Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, shone forth splendidly. My dear King, Krishna thus appeared like the super soul encircled by his spiritual potencies. So the purport, by the servants of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, the gopis are Lord Krishna's internal potency, and therefore, when they were relieved and happy again, the Lord shone forth even more brilliantly than before, and his transcendental bliss increased. Krishna loves the gopis with pure transcendental love, and they love him in the same way. The whole affair conducted on the transcendental platform is inconceivable to those bound in material existence. So, before I read the commentaries of the acharyas, I'm going to speak about the point that was made in the commentary here. Tabir viduta shokabir bhagavan achyuto vritaha yat vyaro chatadi kam tata purusha shakti bir yata omagana timidanda shaganjana shlakaya jakshun meditam yena tasmai shigarve namaha. So, in this purport, it states the whole affair conducted on the transcendental platform is inconceivable to those bound in material existence. So why is it inconceivable to those bound in material existence? Because basically when we look at someone or we look at anything, you know, of course, people for us are things, then we look at them in terms of our needs. I mean, it's not bad. I'm not really criticizing anybody, just that you're all Maya. But I mean, I'm not criticizing all the rascals. But anyways, so we have these basic needs. And these needs are up to the point, you know, of course, when you talk about spiritual need, which is the need to serve, that's something different. But these needs are about us. You know, I have a need. Program was, and I have a need for rest, which I'm not going to do during Bhagavatam class, which I'll do afterwards. So it's about me. It's not about any of you. I'm not thinking about any of you. And these needs are just like impeding me from my compassion. Isn't it? When one is overcome. I mean, if you're really hungry, or you're really tired, or you're really, well, what else? Thirsty. I'm not going to use the word lusty because I don't have experience with that. But so then you just don't think of other people. And what to think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so we generally, not generally, if we're conditioned souls, we approach other entities, human beings or animals or whatever to fulfill certain needs. And when they don't fulfill the needs anymore, then that love goes right out the window. I mean, there's that story, which is one of my favorite stories. It has nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. It's the story of Metamorphosis, Kafka's story. And it bears telling again in this particular regard that once upon a time, there was a mother who loved her son and parents who loved their son. What's that? You can't hear me? You can't hear me? No. It sounds pretty loud to me. Oh, because of them. Now it's going to be harder because of the bass. Really, you can hear me better. The better to hear you with, Grandma. So anyways, it sounds really loud. I got to put my earplugs in. So my ears are very sensitive. Sorry about this. So there were parents, mother especially, who loved her son. And she woke up, or the son woke up one morning, and he had a transformation. He was transformed into this giant bug, like a cockroach. And so parents walked in the room. I think he was under the bed at this particular point. The parents walked into the room, or mother walked in the room and said, "Sonny," you know, I don't remember his name. "Where are you?" And he was just, "Oh my God." But people are not going to understand this. So finally he spoke. And somehow or other, the cockroach had the same sort of voice. I don't know. I don't think cockroaches have vocal cords, but somehow or other they could recognize his voice. You know, obviously, this is not a completely accurate story or is something that actually happened, but it illustrates a point. So to make a long story short, after some time, his parents rejected him and just left him to die. And I think he was just left on his back. You know, like you see cockroaches, they're on their back, they can't move. And so they didn't turn him over. I mentioned the other day I had a cockroach in my shower. I turned him over because I was compassionate and loving. So as soon as he didn't please their senses anymore, as soon as he displeased their senses, then it was really, you know, the love just went out the window. And I was reading in another country, I'm not going to mention the country, there was this child with some sort of, I forget the name of that disease the children have when they, Down syndrome. So he had Down syndrome, and all the children treated him very cruelly because of his Down syndrome. And finally, in this particular country, it's really interesting, the prime minister of the country actually walked him to school. So he walked him to school. So you see that people treat each other based upon how they, someone pleases you or someone displeases you. And it's really not about the other person. It's about you. And even, you know, of course, we talk about how a mother's love is the closest thing to pure love in this material world. But it is a mother's love. Not that the mother loves someone else who's not their son. You understand? You know, my mother loved me very much. She was willing to do anything for me. But if I go up to some other mother and say, "Do you love me and are you willing to do anything?" I say, "What are you talking about?" Of course, most ladies who are old enough to be my mother have already passed away from this world by this particular time. So when we hear about this exchange between Krishna and the gopis, and of course it's the conjugal ras, where in the material world, the conjugal ras has the highest degree of selfishness. Of course, you know, people are married. I understand that. But it has the highest degree, let's say, the illicit love between people who are not married. It has the highest degree of selfishness of any relationship, basically speaking. Actually, I was just talking about, just deviate a little bit, I was just reading last night. Wasn't last night, you know, it wasn't in that much Maya. Sometime yesterday, about how these fish, they try to protect their young by keeping them in their mouth. You know, it's all the little fish babies. So look at this conjugal love that has the highest degree of selfishness, because it's the greatest sense gratification that one gets in this world. You know, as they say, love makes the world go round. Right? Love makes the world go round. And it's also the cause, as Srila Prabhupada stated, of economic development. Because, just like if you were, I remember the old days, the bunch of brahmacharis in a room, they weren't so much interested in economic development or even cleanliness. But to speak of, you know, what to speak of any sort of material upliftment. So what do you do about that in this material world? I think that's a big question, you know, where this is like the primary driving force for everything. What you do about it is you have rules and regulations to regulate it. Because if you don't have rules and regulations to regulate it, then it becomes increase to, you know, the topmost selfishness that you can imagine. So that's why when you get, you don't really need too many rules and regulations to regulate, you know, mother's love for a child. Mother's love for a child is nice, but as far as the lusty relationships, when you actually get to the conjugal love, then you need many, and at court cases and everything like that, just to regulate the whole thing. So I just wanted to make that point about the purport by Prabhupada's servants here, that it's inconceivable that the love that Krishna has for the gopis and the love that the gopis have for Krishna. Because there's no personal consideration. It's only about the other. And has nothing to do with bodily connection. And of course, the gopis are the most attractive girls. That is a fact. But their attraction is not based. It's not based on a material body. It's based upon, you know, their spiritual identity. And the spiritual identity is not dualistic. It's not different than how they look. You know, sometimes. Sometimes a person will look completely different than their consciousness in the material world, isn't it? Is that the Phantom of the Opera? You know, they may have the purest consciousness, but they may look like an ogre. I've seen that sometimes. So there's a duality between the way we look and what our consciousness is like. I mean, of course, you could say that person's the window to the soul is through the eyes and everything like that. But really, someone could look horrendous and be the greatest devotee of the greatest devotee ever, isn't it? But in the spiritual realm, because there's not that duality, so the gopi's beauty is not simply like external, as they say, beauty is skin deep. That beauty is actually Their consciousness is their beauty. Their identity is their self. Their identity is their beauty. You know, it's just like, it's just inconceivable. All these different aspects of the spiritual realm and spiritual relationships and spiritual identities, it's completely inconceivable. Like we've been talking recently, of course I talk quite a bit, about how Krishna can be in unlimited places and unlimited times and doing everything and even be with himself in different expansions and interacting in different ways. That's inconceivable, isn't it? I mean, if you think about it, it is inconceivable. So we oftentimes, we project our understanding or misunderstanding upon the realm of the Absolute. And we think it's just like here, you know, like it, boys and girls dancing or whatever, a dancing performance. Just like when I went to the university, I took a dancing class, which I failed, which I walked out of after the first day, anyway, because it was all girls and only me. So it was just like, it's not like that. You know, we project this understanding is just like some dance. It's not just like some dance. It is spiritual entities simply desiring to please the other supreme entity, Krishna, and Krishna simply desiring to please the plural entities, the gopis. So we have to be really careful about misconceptions and understand this word, achincha. I mean, one cannot conceive. So let's read a little bit about the acharyas. That was my advertisement for today as a sannyasi. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura states, in regard to this verse, as a man attains splendor when endowed with the power of all of his senses, and without that power of his senses appears miserable. When Krishna is saddened by the sadness of the gopis, he does not look splendid. So again, Krishna's consciousness and the way he looks are non-different. However he feels, whatever he thinks, it reflects the way he looks, just like we were talking about the different incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Krishna feels like destroying Hiranyakashipu, he looks like a half man, half lion. It's the same body. It's not that Krishna has to put makeup on. Just like last night we had this play, they were wearing this makeup. Vikashananda had this beautiful mustache on his face. But Krishna doesn't have to just like go to the makeup artist and say, you know, can you put mustache on my face today? Or, of course, does Krishna have any incarnations with a mustache? Well, lion does, I think. Yeah, so Krishna does. So it's just that like Krishna's mood, how he feels, is reflected on how he looks. It's amazing. It's reflected. And then, of course, there's all this paraphernalia, like the clothes he wears in different appearances or whatever. That's all Balaram. And Balaram is, you know, serving in one sense, you know, he's the wardrobe guy. You know, if you ever study drama, there's the wardrobe. You know, someone's in charge of the wardrobe. And you got Vrinda, or her expansions, in charge of the scenery. So Krishna just desires, as we were mentioning last night, is Krishna's aptakama, which means he just desires something and it happens. So he's desiring, you know, the whole scenery, okay, and Brinda being a first class servant, or expansion of Brinda outside of Vrindavan, of course. And Krishna's energies, Purusha Shaktir Vadaiva Shuyate Swabhavaki Gyana Balakriyacha. They just all obey Krishna and do it. So there's no need of rehearsal either, just like we had this play last night. Krishna doesn't have to have, let's say, all right, I'm supposed to appear as Lord Nrsingadeva. Let's have a dress rehearsal. Can you imagine that? Because everything, you know, Krishna just wishes it, and it happens. All the scenery is there. All right, let's get the pillar together. You know, should the pillar be made of concrete? Should it be made of wood? No. He just wants it and it happens. He's just aptakama. Inconceivable. So the reason Krishna does not look splendid is because that's a reflection, because he was feeling so much love for the gopis And of course, you know, one sense, it's not that Krishna wasn't splendid, but Krishna looked more splendid after he pleased the gopis, because his love was manifest. Of course, even his separation from the gopis was pleasing the gopis. We cannot differentiate, because that vipralamba is actually in the mood, that means the mood of separation. Vipralamba is actually brings the lover and beloved closer together in the spiritual realm. So, anyway, so it says, when Krishna is saddened by the sadness of the gopis, he does not look splendid. When the gopis appear splendid after the pain of separation has ceased, Krishna appears more beautiful. So in other words, you know, the reciprocation of love manifests itself in every aspect of the Lord's manifestation, the Lord's presence, because there's no duality there. As a man is happy when his senses are happy and sad when the senses are sad, so Krishna is happy when the gopis are happy and sad when they are sad. Wow. This reveals Krishna's great prema for the gopis. Whew. Sometimes you have the gopis are the ashraya and Krishna's the vishaya, and sometimes it gets reversed, isn't it? This reveals, you know, Krishna's great prema. What? This reveals Krishna's great prema, the gopis, and the gopis as direct emanations, Swarupa Bhukta, from the form of Krishna. This is described in the Skanda Purana, Prabhasha Kanda. At the Rasa Mandal, 16,000 gopis are assembled. In the midst, like the best of swans, was the Paramahansa, Janardana. O Devi, these gopis are glorified as the 16 Shaktis of Krishna. Among them, Krishna is the moon, and the gopis are the 16 phases of the moon. These 16 parts of the moon make a complete circle. These 16 parts are each further divided into 16 more gopis. They exist with separate bodies and separate emotions. In the Agamas, it is said Krishna appeared splendid, surrounded by a hundred kotis of gopis. According to the statement, 300 kotis of gopis assembled at the Rasa Mandal. Among them, 16,000 were prominent. Of those, 1,000 were more prominent, and among the 1,000, 8 gopis, including Radha, were the most prominent. Among those 8, Radha and Chandravali were the most prominent. Among those 2, Radha was supreme. This is the conclusion of the devotional scriptures and Jiva Goswami's commentary. Then, giving up anger and pride, they all joined and became obedient to him. Even the Lord became more beautiful in their association. That is described in 3 verses. Parashara describes the particular reason why they were cleansed of lamentation. Tata kaschit priyalapai kaschit bruvanga vikshitai niche nunayamanyascha kara prashena madhava. Krishna pacified some by pleasing words, some by glancing, and with moving eyebrows, and some by touching them with his hands. Though he was complete, Bhagavan, and without fault, Achyuta, he shone more beautifully than previously because of them. An example is given of their combination. The Lord is Bhagavan, not as Brahman, appears especially attractive, surrounding by his spiritual shaktis. Krishna is shown especially because the gopis were his swarup shakti, filled with the special prema. Shukadeva addresses Parikshit with compassion, ta-ta. Tata means father or a junior worthy of compassion. O Parikshit, I will reveal to you this great secret because of great compassion. And finally, Sanatana Goswami states, By the bliss of the Lord, by the manifestation of his qualities, there was additional beauty. He was surrounded by the gopis whose pain from separation had been destroyed. Details are given by Parashara, the same thing. Krishna passed by some by pleasing words, some by glancing with moving eyebrows, and some by touching them with his hand. Vishnu Purana. The Lord, full of all powers and never failing to display great beauty at any time, by any means, Achyuta, shone exceptionally more than before. Or he's shown exceptionally because he was Bhagavan displaying his unlimited qualities. But though he had attained the height of beauty by being surrounded by the gopis, he shone even more. An example is given. Here's an interesting example. The jiva, though endowed with shakti as Brahman, with manifestation of that shakti in the form of his senses, shakti vihi, shines more than before. Otherwise, he is in a state comparable to fainting. The Lord shone additionally by being surrounded by his beloveds with the manifestation of his sweetness and mercy. Otherwise, even though being served by a host of devotees, he will not manifest his full and limited glories as Bhagavan. Shukadeva exclaims, O son, Tata, in astonishment or indicating Parikshit's qualification to understand. Or on remembering the incident, he becomes confused by prema. So there's Shukadeva Goswami's different manifestations, such as the Sanchari Bhavas. So any questions or comments? These are very high subject matters. Yes. See that the story in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita of Gopa Kumar. I mean, Krishna, in one sense, you know, Krishna was feeling great anxiety because of the absence of Gopa Kumar from his position in the spiritual world. And Krishna was making plans how to get him back. In the same way, Krishna is also making plans had to get each and every one of us back. Because like with Gopa Kumar, Krishna says directly, you know, I became your spiritual master. And in one sense, you know, Shakshat Hari Tvaina Samasta Shastriya, Krishna does manifest as the spiritual master. It's not that all spiritual masters are Vishnu Tattva. I certainly am not. I'm not Shakti, I'm not Vishnu Tattva, I am Jiva Tattva. But Krishna manifests as the spiritual master. He said, because I was feeling anxiety. And then when Krishna welcomed Gopa Kumar back to the local Vrindavan, you know, he embraced Gopa Kumar and he manifested symptoms of ecstasy. So it's not only the gopis. I mean, it's not that one should think, you know, I have to become a gopi, otherwise I'm not going to have that sort of reciprocation with Krishna. But Krishna is reciprocating with all of his devotees. Yes. Yeah. Jivas? Then they would be expansions, I mean, empowered expansions of Balaram. Yeah, just like Shakti Tadva.
It's hard to.
It can be a dasha, because they're enhancing Krishna's beauty. I mean, even in Shanta, let's just be more specific. If some living entity, is in the spiritual world, they have to have some touch of dasha.
You know, because you can't. That's your constitutional
position. No, you're referring. What? There has to be some touch of dasha because they're serving. That's the nature of the spiritual world.
but there's not. There's
some touch of dasha. I know. I didn't say that they weren't primarily in Shanta. That's not what I said. You heard. They have to have some touch of dasha. There has to be some servitude.
That's right. So that's. According to the Acharya,
what I've read is according. When someone is in pure Shantaras, that's like Mayavad philosophy. And there's a mixture. They're glorifying. They're serving the Lord. They're not thinking of serving Krishna. Appreciation of Krishna is service of Krishna. Shushushro Shradaranasha Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Shan Mahatsa. I beg to differ. I think there has to be, according to what I have read, there has to be some touch. Yeah, there has to be some touch of servitude. Maybe it's, you know, insignificant or a small touch of servitude. Because the jiva's constitutional position. Hoy nitya Krishna Das. If you're not situated in your constitutional position, you're not liberated. I mean, it's not. There has to be some touch. Even the trees, you know, it's described the trees in Vrindavan. Of course, let's talk about Krishna's Boma Leela. Then you can actually have some trees that are,
you know, Mayavad, basically. That's a description
that I've read. But when you in Krishna's Leela in the spiritual world, the trees are rendering service.
There's some rendering of
service. That's not bhakti. Bhakti means the desire to serve. I mean, I'll find you the quotes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And actually, all the residents in Goloka Vrindavan are serving the conjugal rus. That's another description, too. Yeah, so serving, you just mentioned serving. That's not their primary consciousness either, but their appreciation is their service. Just like if Krishna is my friend, I don't know if Krishna is my friend, but if I'm in a Sakya Ras in the spiritual world, then that's my mood, but it's also my service.
Govindam, Adi Purusham.
Namaham Vishnu Pataya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sahamaniti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Guravani Pracharane Nivisecha Shunyavadi Asyachade Zatarane. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasare Gauravatam Vrindanaya Sri Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Siva Sati Gaurata Krinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey! Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa. ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada.
Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Vajagadishakamaye Mama Janmani Janmani Ishware Bhavatad Bhaktir Hoytaki Twai Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Buddha Ripayata Vapada Pankaja Stita Duli Sadrashim Pachintaya Nayanam Galara Shudaraya Varanam Gadgara Vridaya Gira Pula Karnishita.